Today we are talking about peace. You know, so many times we don't know what peace really is. And this is where Esword comes in so handy. Go and type in the word peace and look at the different meanings of the word peace. In the Strong's definition of peace, you will see that peace is, it says prosperity. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why do you call peace prosperity? Because it's not true that only the rich has got peace, because I've seen many rich people that does not have peace. Now, this is what God told me. He said peace is the emotion that's in the heart of a person when he knows all his debts are paid and is indebted to nobody. That is peace. Now, if we go to Luke chapter 2, verse 14, I'm not going to read this, I'm just going to quote it. And I want you to read this, study it, take the words in the Esword, go through every word. What does the word peace mean? Peace on earth, goodwill towards man, what does all of that mean? Now, if you go to Luke 2:14, you will see that the angels appeared when Jesus was born to some shepherds in the field, and he said to them, peace on earth, goodwill towards man, because today Jesus is born. So when Jesus was born, there was peace between God and man. Now, how could peace be between God and man because of the birth of somebody else? Because the moment Jesus was born, we were standing in front of the Father without debt. Hallelujah. When Jesus was born, the Father saw Jesus and what He would still do for man, and then He said, peace on earth. We can now have the emotion in our hearts as if we have got no debt towards God. That we are not indebted towards God concerning anything. That is true peace. And then he also says, goodwill towards man. Goodwill means a good reputation. So, the moment Jesus was born, angels came and said, peace on earth. In other words, the emotion that says, the emotion that comes forth in the heart of man when he's got no debt on earth. In other words, to every person, you now can have the emotion that says you are not indebted to God or the law or anything because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you go to John 14, I think it's 27, 28, you will see Jesus talks about His peace. He says, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, but my peace I give you. In other words, the emotion that Jesus had, that he's not indebted to God in any way, and that he meets the required standard all the time, 24/7, and that Jesus has today, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, has been given to us. And the way it has been given is this way. Not as the world gives, give I unto you, but my peace I give unto you. So, the peace that we have of God is not as the world gives. Now, the world does give peace. Now, what type of peace does the world offer? The world says you can have peace when it comes to your future. You can just take out insurance, and every month as you pay a certain amount of money, you can have peace concerning certain things in your life. Now, God's peace is not like that. God's peace is not as long as what you pay, because that's the world's peace. The peace of the world is as long as what you pay, you can have peace of mind and know that it's as good as what you've got, no debt. And that's the same with making a loan. You can have peace about your car, peace about your future when it comes to your house. You can go and get a loan from the bank, buy a house, and then as long as what you pay every month, you've got peace. But the moment you don't pay, that day, your peace is going to be removed from you. Now, the peace Jesus gives, not as the world gives. He says, my peace I give to you. The peace of Jesus is not as long as what you pay by giving tithe to the church, as long as what you pay by offering to the church your finances, as long as what you pay through prayer, as long as what you pay through reading the Bible. Now, why I say pay is so many times we think that's what we need to do in order to have peace. That's not what you need to do in order to have peace. All you need to do in order to have peace is believe on what Jesus done. And all you need to do in order to believe is to listen to His unconditional love, mercy, and grace. And that will bring forth faith in your heart. And as you've got faith in what is truly done, you'll have peace. And it's also very important to study out the truth of the gospel and not to mistake the gospel for the law, or to see the law as the gospel of Jesus Christ. By His grace, you have peace and you are not indebted anymore.